Hello, and welcome to this tutorial on learning at university and becoming a more independent learner. In this tutorial, we'll be looking at the following themes: what tends to be distinctive and different about university study, what we mean, and indeed what we don't mean, by the phrase becoming a more independent learner, and then last but not least, how the LEAP program provides you with excellent first-hand experience of just what learning at university is like. So what's distinctive and different then about university learning? Well, contrary to what you might have heard elsewhere, learning at university is not completely unrecognisable from learning at school or college. Like school or college, learning takes place both inside and outside the classroom or the lab, and is assessed through a mixture of coursework and exams. There are, however, some important differences, and these mainly involve you becoming more independent in managing your own learning. So let's look next, then, at what we mean when we say becoming a more independent learner. To help me answer that question, I'm going to start by saying what we definitely don't mean by this phrase, becoming a more independent learner. So, the following statements represent this. So, when I'm at university, I'll have to do everything for myself. Nobody will help me if I need it. Asking for help is a sign of not being independent. And then, when I'm at university, I'll be working on my own all of the time. On the contrary, throughout university, all sorts of people will be on hand to help you make the transition and to develop your approaches to study. So we shouldn't confuse independence with self-reliance. They're not the same thing at all. Indeed, one of the key characteristics of a truly independent learner is their ability to know when and how to access the help and advice they need. So then, what do we mean by the phrase becoming a more independent learner? Well, it simply means that as you adjust and get used to university study, you will gradually start to take more and more responsibility for what you learn and how. Your first year at university is designed to help you become more independent. As your skills and your confidence grow, you'll start to do the following kinds of things: to develop your own questions and lines of inquiry based on what's most interesting to you, to manage your time outside of class so that you can cover the topics you need to look more deeply into these topics and themes that you are studying, and then last but not least, to start to challenge some of the ideas you hear or read about and to develop new ideas of your own. These are the kinds of things that make university study so exciting, challenging, and rewarding. One way of thinking about this question is to consider different attitudes towards learning as being on a spectrum, with less independence at one end and greater independence at the other. So for example, a student with less independence might say something like, "I'll stick to the main textbook for this module," whereas one with greater independence might say, "I'll find out what others have written about the same kinds of topics." Likewise, less independent students might try and write down everything the lecture says when they're in a lecture, whereas more independent students might instead look to note down what's most relevant or interesting within the lecture. And then finally, a less independent attitude might look to read what others have said and base their own ideas on what those things are, whereas a more independent learner would start to challenge certain ideas and develop new ones of their own. So becoming more independent is about being proactive, curious, and motivated, and this is why the LEAP program is such ideal preparation. After all, by doing this program, you'll be doing all the things an independent learner does best: developing your own questions, researching topics for yourself, writing down your ideas and conclusions, and getting the help you need to do all of this and more. So what's next? Well, for the remainder of this unit, we'd like you to work your way through the rest of the materials, to complete the quiz and reflective statement — these can be found in the Unit 2 assessment folder — and to make sure you contact your e-tutor or your mentor if you have any questions or queries. Good luck, and enjoy the rest of the unit. Thank you.